Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning, talking about careers and gender. We hear it all the time. Yesterday in Iceland, women walked out of their jobs. They were supported by their prime minister. Where are we at in 2023? Are we still living back in the 60s, 50s?
Well, things have changed, I think, back from the 60s and the 50s, as you mentioned. But, you know, whenever someone brings up an issue about work, pay, their career path, you know, things that they found to be obstacles, we have to talk about gender, you know. And I've had many conversations with you about this, Sean, yeah. You know, as a manager and a city councilor. Sometimes when people are explaining how they were treated in a certain way, it's important to ask, you know, do you think this would have unfolded this way if you weren't a woman? Mm-hmm. Often the answer is no, but I never thought of that. Or yeah, I thought of that right away. Absolutely not. So you have to keep in mind that even today, assertive women are not treated the same as assertive men. And it's like this expectation that you conduct yourself in a certain manner where, you know, the expectations that others have of you are met. You can't be too much in any way. Like, you can't be too loud. You can't be too assertive. And I noticed that the things that men say publicly, people will tolerate. But if a woman says something very similar, then there's a whole list of derogatory things that follow about her, you know. And I did think about this last week prior to the march, and that around the death of Suzanne Somers and the 70s sitcom Three's Company. And at the time, she was paid reportedly $30,000 an episode, and John Ritter, her co-star, $150,000. So when she asked for equality, she was let go, so essentially fired. Mm-hmm. And while that might not be so blatant today, the treatment towards a woman who kind of steps out of that gender lane or pushes back can range from negative comments, even like lateral comments from, you know, other people in the same, like other women, other people within the group. And then it can get in the way of career aspirations.
You know, Dr. Julie, I find like Suzanne Somers is a great example because, okay, I didn't grow up in the 70s, but when I heard about this just now and I thought, oh, okay, well, we are now 2023, 21st century. And it still makes me think, well, there are lots of industries that women face a huge disparity in pay. So, yeah, I think maybe we haven't come really that far in terms of gender equality.
Yeah, and I think what the messaging from, you know, that Suzanne Somers episode was, it wasn't just about her, right? It was about don't push back. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are a female, be happy that you have that job. And I have heard that even, you know, in my mom's generation, we were talking about how things have changed given the march in Iceland. And she remembers someone making a comment about, you know, similar along that to someone else, like, well, you know, she should be happy she has a job. Well, you know, that same comment wouldn't have been made from male counterpart in that area. So yes, inequity plays out different now. I think one way it plays out in terms of talking with people is that men are given credibility and then they have to do something to lose it often. Women, on the other hand, have to earn that credibility in any role and then they have to work incredibly hard to keep it. So the old stereotypes still get in the way. You know, women are bossy, men are leaders, women are difficult, men are confident. So it's this constant battle for credibility and how women are perceived.